Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, delighted that you're with us here on this Thursday. Forgive me for my raspy voice. I've been saying this throughout the week. I've done a lot of speaking in media recently, and I just have got a little bit of voice strain, but I did not want to miss my time with you. We've been listening to Derek Prince teach all week about how to overcome evil, and it has been a powerful and a transforming time. If you've missed any of it, log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you can listen to it over and over and over. And I recommend that, because Derek has been giving us sort of the architecture of the kingdom of darkness. He's been teaching us about how to overcome the evil one, how to apply the blood of Jesus. And today, he's going to talk to us about cleansing and justification. You know, in a sense, every truth of the Christian life is a tool to overcome the enemy. So doctrines and truths and experiences like cleansing and justification are essential to our victory. So let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about cleansing and justification.
Bearing in mind what I've been emphasizing throughout, that evil is not something, but someone. Someone who is called in the Bible Satan, the devil. A fallen archangel whose name used to be Lucifer, who now heads up a spiritual kingdom of wickedness and lawlessness that opposes both God and the people of God and the purposes of God, and therefore a kingdom that is in direct opposition to us as believers in Jesus Christ. Today we're going to focus on another vital provision of the blood of Jesus, that is, cleansing from sin. This provision of cleansing from sin is stated in 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. But if we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. That's the phrase there. The blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. However, we have to note that that cleansing is conditional, because that verse begins with an if we walk in the light. So we have to meet that condition before we can appropriate the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. We have to walk in the light. And secondly, it says, if we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. The first consequence is fellowship one with another, then the second result is the cleansing of the blood of Jesus. Now, all those three verbs, walking, having fellowship, being cleansed, are in what we call the continuous present tense. They are not things that just happen once, but they're things that must go on continually. We must continually go on walking in the light. As we continually go on walking in the light, we continue having fellowship with one another. And as we continue walking in the light and having fellowship with one another, the blood of Jesus continues to cleanse us. It's very important to see the conditions and the consequences. Otherwise, we're in danger of deceiving ourselves. We can be laying claim to the cleansing of the blood of Jesus when actually we are not really being cleansed, because we're not meeting the conditions. I've summed it up sometimes by stating it this way: the blood of Jesus does not cleanse us in the dark, only as we walk in the light. And the first test of whether we're walking in the light is that we are having fellowship one with another. So if we are not enjoying fellowship with our fellow believers and with the Lord, then we're not in the light. And if we're not in the light, the blood of Jesus doesn't cleanse us. Now that raises a very important question: how do we walk in the light? And I want to suggest to you two important basic conditions. The first one is that we must walk in obedience to the Word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105 says this, and the psalmist is speaking to the Lord: Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. What we walk with is our feet. What we walk on is the path. And the Word of God provides us with the light for our feet on the path. In other words, as we walk in obedience to the Word of God, that sheds the light on our feet and on our pathway, and we are walking in the light. But if we are not walking in obedience to the Word of God, then we are not walking in the light. So the first requirement is obedience to the Word of God. The second requirement is our relationship with our fellow believers. We have fellowship one with another. This is summed up by Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, where he says, "Speaking the truth in love, we in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ." There, walking in the light is relating to our fellow believers in truth and in love. We have to be honest, no hidden reservations, no suspicions, no jealousies. We have to be willing to speak the truth, to act out the truth in our relationship with one another, but we have to do it in love. So walking in the light consists of those two things put together: walking in obedience to the Word of God and walking in truth and love with our fellow believers. When we meet those conditions, then we can say with a full assurance, the blood of Jesus is cleansing us from all sin. It's a continuing, ongoing cleansing. We live in a polluted atmosphere. Today we're very conscious of the physical pollution of the atmosphere around us. But it's not merely physical. In another sense, the spiritual atmosphere around us is polluted by sin and corruption and ungodliness. And in order to be kept clean from all that pollution that surrounds us in the spiritual atmosphere, we need the continual, ever-present cleansing of the blood of Jesus. Let's go back now to that verse 1 John 1:7, read the whole verse again, and then make the application. If we walk in the light, as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. The provision there is the continual, ongoing, ever-present cleansing of the blood of Jesus that keeps us pure in an impure world. The conditions we've stated are walking in the light, having fellowship with one another. Now, having made sure that we are meeting the conditions, we are in a position to make the appropriate testimony or confession. It goes like this. Listen carefully. As I walk in the light, the blood of Jesus is cleansing me now and continually from all sin. Let me say that again. I want you to listen carefully. First, we state we're meeting the condition. As I walk in the light, the blood of Jesus is cleansing me now, make it very present, very personal, and continually from all sin. Never leave out that little word all. It's so important, especially when we're speaking about sin. Now, I want to give you the opportunity to follow me to get the blessing of making that confession. So I'm going to say it out loud. I want you to follow me phrase by phrase. Listen carefully and follow after me. As I walk in the light, the blood of Jesus is cleansing me now and continually from all sin. Let's say it once more. As I walk in the light, the blood of Jesus is cleansing me now and continually from all sin. Now, if you believe that, you have to start thanking God. And as you do that, you're going to feel pure and clean in a new way.
You know, we must exercise our faith in terms of what the Word says about being cleansed from sin. I believe, as coming from 20 years as a pastor, that many believers believe that our sins are faded, our sins are sort of sometimes forgotten, our sins are sort of, God sort of chooses not to pay attention to them for certain seasons. But the Bible says that when the blood of Jesus is applied, our sins are washed away forever. There's more to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels were watching. And one of those angels became the central figure in God's epic battle with evil. In this fascinating and compelling DVD exploration of Scripture, discover why God allowed evil in the first place, why it continues to exist, and what difference spiritual warfare makes in this battle. Focusing on the critical events that took place before the creation of Adam, Derek Prince describes Jesus' stunning victory over Satan. But it is not over yet, and you need to know how to engage in this battle and enforce Christ's victory. To get your DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, for only $19.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Pick up your spiritual weapons and follow the King of Glory. Get this ultimate work on DVD from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare for just $19.95. When you call 800-448-3261, that's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771 or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Delighted that you're here. Hope you've been with us all day as we've been listening to Derek Prince talk to us about how to be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Not just have our sins faded or temporarily forgotten, but cleansed. And now he's going to talk to us about justification and how justification is another provision of the blood of Jesus. This is powerful. It's transforming. We need it for our lives. Let's listen.
Today we're going to look at another provision of the blood of Jesus, and that is justification. This is stated for us in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? Notice the key phrase there: we have been justified by his blood, by the blood of Jesus. Now, the word justify, the verb or the noun justification, is a very important one in the New Testament, but some people perhaps may not fully understand what's implied. The word just in the New Testament, as a matter of fact in the Old also, is interchangeable with the word righteous, though they have slightly different connotations, they are the same word. So to justify means actually to make righteous, to acquit from sin, to hold guiltless. But remember always, the actual basic literal meaning is to make righteous. The best definition of justified that I've ever heard, which I give people everywhere, is this: through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, just as if I'd never sinned. See that? That's being made righteous. Just as if I'd never sinned. How can we say that? Because when we're justified through the blood of Jesus, we don't receive our own righteousness. We receive his righteousness, the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ never sinned. Now, that's the righteousness that we receive through faith in the blood of Jesus. Let me show you that in 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him, that's Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Notice the exchange. On the cross, Jesus became sin with our sinfulness, received the penalty and the judgment of our sin, and paid the full price of redemption when he shed his blood. Now, the exchange is, through faith in what Jesus did on our behalf on the cross, we become in him, and always notice that phrase, in him, that's a key phrase. None of these provisions that I'm speaking about of the blood of Jesus operate unless we are, through faith in Christ, in him we become the righteousness of God, not our own righteousness, not any kind of human righteousness, but the very righteousness of God himself. God has never known sin. He has never been touched with sin. He's never been defiled with sin. And that's the righteousness that we receive through faith in the blood of Jesus. So I am, through the blood of Jesus, justified, made righteous with God's righteousness. I become just as if I'd never sinned. All right. That's the answer to Satan's accusation. You remember Satan is accusing us day and night continually before the throne of God? Why is he accusing us? Because he wants to prove us guilty. How can we overcome Satan's accusation? This is the primary testimony that overcomes Satan's accusation. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. All right, there's no guilt in that. There's no room for guilt. The kind of righteousness I've received through faith in the blood of Jesus does not admit guilt. So I can stand before God without shame, without spot, and I can answer Satan with total boldness. Satan, it's in vain for you to accuse me, because I'm not meeting you in my own righteousness. I'm meeting you in the righteousness which I've received by faith in the blood of Jesus, the righteousness of God, which is without spot, without sin, without stain. That's the testimony. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned.
So the enemy comes in the night, and he reminds you of your past sins, and he reminds you of your failings, and he reminds you of all the things you've done wrong, and you get a knot in your stomach, and you're kept from your sleep, and you're robbed of your sense of victory as a Christian. And what's the antidote to that? The antidote is to know that you are justified in Jesus Christ, that he has positioned you not as one condemned and guilty, but he has positioned you as one free and confident. More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
When God laid the foundations of the earth, the angels were watching. And one of those angels became the central figure in God's epic battle with evil. In this fascinating and compelling DVD exploration of Scripture, discover why God allowed evil in the first place, why it continues to exist, and what difference spiritual warfare makes in this battle. Focusing on the critical events that took place before the creation of Adam, Derek Prince describes Jesus' stunning victory over Satan. But it is not over yet. And you need to know how to engage in this battle and enforce Christ's victory. To get your DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, for only $19.95, call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Pick up your spiritual weapons and follow the King of Glory. Get this ultimate work on DVD from Derek Prince on spiritual warfare for just $19.95. When you call 800-448-3261, that's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and I'm so thankful that you're here because we are listening to some of the core truths of the Christian experience. I am telling you that this idea of the blood of Jesus cleansing us and justifying us is something that Christians rarely understand fully and that always brings transforming change to their lives. So let's listen now as Derek teaches us about the provisions of the blood of Jesus.
Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Now I'm going to ask you to follow me in all those four confessions or testimonies about the blood of Jesus, but let me say just a word of explanation. It may be that as you say these out loud in faith, you begin to feel some kind of strange reaction, physical or emotional, or something in your mind. Something seems to rise up and fight against it. I want you to know that if that happens, the enemy inside your walls has been revealed. That's the enemy fighting against you. A secret fifth columnist, an agent of Satan somewhere, has been laid bare by this testimony, and you need to stand against him and go on until he's defeated and driven outside. Now let's give you the four testimonies. I want you to follow me with them carefully now. First one, through the blood of Jesus, all my sins are forgiven. Second one, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Third one, as I walk in the light, the blood of Jesus is cleansing me now and continually from all sin. And the new one, through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. And then you can add anything more you like that's in the scripture. For instance, you can say, through the blood of Jesus, I overcome the devil. Why don't you say that? Say it with me in victory and triumph. Through the blood of Jesus, I overcome the devil. Now, what's appropriate? Just take a few minutes there where you are to praise God and thank Him. The more you thank Him, the more real it becomes.
Joining me in the studio today to process this marvelous series by Derek Prince on how to overcome evil is David Holland, who's not only one of the producers of our program, but also a man of great pastoral experience and depth in the Word of God. Dave, thanks for being here.
Hello, Stephen. You're so welcome.
Let me ask you a question, just as though I'm sort of interviewing you on this topic, but I think it'll give you a chance to teach. You know, as I said earlier, you're laying in your bed. Suddenly, you're just tormented about your past sins and failings. It's as though someone's just taking a knife and sticking it in your ribs and twisting it, except that it's happening on the inside of you, and it's connected to memories of your sins, your past failings. I mean, how do you defend yourself against that? How do you sort of rev up your past forgiveness experiences?
Well, you know, what a great question that is, and it's such an important question because, as we know, our ability to stand confidently before God and approach God confidently is absolutely key to receiving from Him. The Word says, you know, if our hearts don't condemn us, we have confidence before God, and we know that we've received the things that we've asked for Him. Well, you know, the opposite is also the case. If our hearts do condemn us, then we don't have confidence before God, and we're not sure that we're receiving the things. We're not operating and engaging God in faith. So it's such an important thing. And really, the key question to ask at that moment of accusation, when the accuser comes, I believe, and I believe this is consistent with what Derek has been teaching us, is that we ask ourselves the questions, have we put that under the blood? Have we confessed it? Have we committed that to the redemptive work of Jesus? And if the answer to that question is yes, you reject that accusation with everything that is within you. You say, that is absolutely not true. That did not happen. It does not exist. It's been drowned in the sea of forgetfulness, and it is remembered no more. God has thrown it as far as the east is from the west, and you fight that. If you haven't put it under the blood, then it's as simple as doing so. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So whichever situation you might find yourself in right now, whichever is the case, you can get it taken care of. It's just an act of spiritual warfare, really, when the enemy comes and accuses you. And speaking of spiritual warfare, that very thing is our featured resource this week. There is a double DVD series by Derek called War in Heaven and Earth, and it's all about spiritual warfare insights and gives you behind-the-scenes looks. It's a powerful, powerful thing. Those two DVDs are $19.95. You can get them online at derekprince.org or by calling us at 800-448-3261.
And Dave, for many of our people who have never seen Derek Prince, many of our listeners, this will be a great opportunity to see what he actually looks like and how he taught.
Absolutely. There's a whole other dimension to his ministry that you get when you see him.
That's wonderful. Buddy, thanks for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Friday as the legacy continues.
To order your copy of Derek's classic DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, give us a call toll-free, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek's classic DVD set, War in Heaven and Earth, just $19.95. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.